This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Summer has arrived, and it's hot in the borderlands. And though we escape the heat of the low desert in the uplands of Cochise County, temperatures can get in the hundreds, and they say hot. And everyone around our little homestead near the banks of the Ohio finds cool places to hang out. Our dog Farley has his own pool, an old metal, very shallow stock tank, and we keep it full just for him. And he wades and dunks in it a few times a day. Choo Choo prefers the shade and cool cement floors of our barn or porch. I wear a big hat and do chores in the sun, while smarter critters watch from cooler places. You know, it's during the hot summer days that we're constantly reminded by our own bodies, by media, by friends, to drink water, to stay hydrated, and I would add just to seek some shade, too, like a cottontail, you know, sprawled on cool dirt in the shade of a burrow weed. Over the 20-some-odd years that Ms. Mosquito and I have lived at our place, we've encountered migrants wandering. Sometimes while out in the hills where we would bump into organized groups hiking along streams and headed to some pickup point. And a few times, lost folks have come through our place. Do you not give them food or water or shelter? Is it even a question or a choice? Let me see, should I give this lost person wandering through the heat some water? You know, the same thing I give my dogs, my cats, my chickens. Of course you do. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Hey, it's the summer season of plant flowers and seed, the summer season of reptiles and amphibians, the summer season of cavorting jackrabbits. My goodness, what marvelous creatures. Evolution had a good time designing jackrabbits, don't you think? Oh, those parabolic reflecting ears, those beautiful huge ears, those massive back feet for bounding. Oh, you know, around us, around our place and beyond, and very much beyond, it's the black-tailed jackrabbit. Not too far west of us is the much larger antelope jackrabbit. They are big. Oh, yeah. And to the east of me, in New Mexico, in Chihuahua, is the white-sided jack. And I'm told by my friend Miles that if it was some luck, I could get over that Animas Valley in New Mexico and maybe see the white-sided jackrabbit. That sounds like a marvelous mission to me. But listen, black-tailed jacks are cavorting at dawn and dusk before the summer heat hits. Oh, I know what I was going to tell you. All across the Cochise County, the yellowbirds of paradise are blooming, and folks are just raving about them. Oh, the fancy schmancy flowers. Yellow petals and red pistils and stamens. And those stamens, think male. And here's why I always have to sort of do a, you know, come up a flower diagram in my brain so I can remember these parts. But the stamens are made up of the anther, think pollen, and the anther sits atop a filament. The filament and the anther are the stamen in a flower, the male part. And yellowbirds, the Caesalpinia gelisii, have long, long red filaments that make folks ooh and ah, oohing and aahing about this naturalized and spreading varmint. From Argentina. Okay. The showy flowers are followed by this 4-inch long flat pod, and those pods start to dry, and they dehiss. They open, and they split with such energy that the round, flat seeds shoot out several feet from the pod, and those flat, round seeds germinate so easily, and soon there are many Caesalpinia gelisii coming up. Caesalpinia is in the honor of Italian botanist, a physician of the 16th century, Andrea Caesalpini. The specific epithet gelisii is in honor of a Scottish fellow, John Gillies, who actually lived in Argentina. He was an amateur botanist and lived in Argentina. And by the way, that's where this plant is from. Thank you, John Gillies. There are 70 species of Caesalpinia, and a few of those are in the landscape and around the Southwest. I'm not making that up. Oh, dear. Well, now you know. Oh, probably the more famous is the red bird of paradise, Caesalpinia pulcherrima, which means very pretty, originally from the West Indies, that. But now you know all about the introduced naturalized varmint, Caesalpinia gelisii, that makes me sort of grumpy. I just wish it weren't such a varmint. Oh, what the heck? The desert is beautiful, my friend. The desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.